Good morning. This is Lily Allen coming to you again from New Birth Missionary Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana. Don't forget, you are invited to join any of our services. Wednesday night, 6:30, prayer and Bible study. Sundays, 10 o'clock, Sunday school, and 11 o'clock, worship. God is blessing us, and we want to share our blessings with you. So come out and enjoy being filled both physically and, most importantly, spiritually. Hope to see you there. Thank you, and God bless you. It's always our prayer. Be blessed.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
All I say is just hold out, because the day ain't over with you. I used to say keep living. Just keep walking around today. Praise God, because Satan is going to find a way to try to tempt you. Praise God. He's going to test it, and God may permit it to happen just to see exactly what you do. So he fortifies us against the temptation of the devil, letting us know, praise God, there is no temptation that have taken us that is common unto man, but praise God, with the temptation, God will give us a way to escape. And if we got the Spirit of God on the inside of us, then we got, and we're walking worthy to him. Praise God, guess what? When he gives us the escape route, we're going to take the escape route. We're not going to start running to the escape route now. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
That's what happened to Lot's wife. Yeah. They had an escape route.
Yeah, that's right.
Told him, I want you to get out of Gomorrah.
Yeah, keep moving.
Get out of Sodom.
Yeah.
Praise God. Don't look back.
Don't look back.
And guess what? She started working. And she was doing all right. But my God, she took her eyes off the escape route.
Yeah.
You say, looked over the right shoulder. She looked somewhere.
Yeah.
And the Bible tells me that she turned into a pillar of salt.
Yeah.
Praise God. Not only does he, praise God, gives us, fortifies us against the temptations of Satan, he furnishes us, praise God, by his grace for every good work. He not only does that, he fixes us so that our duty and still hold that we still hold on to our integrity. I see Obel. I see Obel and Denzel. All those kids that was in my JRTC, and we talk about those 14 leadership traits. One of them is integrity. Praise God, that is to be truthful in everything. I tell people all the time, if you want to be truthful, there's one thing about telling the truth. See, if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember nothing. Now, let me say that again. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember nothing. But if you tell a lie, you have to remember who you told that lie to. You have to remember how you told it. You have to tell when you told it. But when you tell the truth, you don't have to remember nothing, because it is the truth that's going to set or make you free. Not only that, he fills us with joy. I'm talking about his joy. Praise God. He fills us with his joy when he gives us the strength, when he got the power to walk by the Holy Spirit. And finally, praise God, he rescues us from the kingdom of darkness. Amen. That was a time when we walked in the kingdom of darkness. then he just takes us, and that scripture says he transfers us to the spirit of light, which is in his son. So look at a lot of television when I was coming up. I used to have those folks that, when I was thinking about that transforming us, they used to have the old mad scientist, Margus the Magnificent. How many of y'all remember Margus? Margus the Magnificent. Margus would have all of that old smoke and all that stuff going on in this place. And then I've seen some people take it just a step further, and they'll take and put a person in a tube, a silo, and they work some type of hocus pocus, and then that person is transferred to somewhere else. Oh, yeah. I mean, we talk about it and that stuff, but it wasn't nothing new. Praise God. I believe Jesus Christ did the same thing to Philip, if I go back and read that right. Philip was there after he had baptized that eunuch. Praise God. The next thing they knew, that Philip was what? He was translated to somewhere else. Praise God. So what I'm saying today, praise God, there's power in intercessory prayer. And you want no thing or two, I'm glad that God has allowed me to intercede for others. I'm thankful that God has allowed others to intercede for me. But of all importance, I thank God and I pray and thank God for sending his son, Jesus Christ, down here to die for my sin. Somebody might say, you know, I get tired of hearing that he died. But let me tell you something, if it had not been for the fact that he died, praise God, you or I, we wouldn't live. So I thank God that they marched him up a hill called Calvary. I thank God that they whipped him all night long. I thank God that they put a crown of thorns upon his head. I thank God that they stripped him of all of his clothing and put on a robe of purple. Because when they did that, they were just for telling the future that he would be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm so glad, and I thank God that they marched him up a hill called Calvary. I thank God that the crowd, when they were asking Pilate, who is it, should we release Barabbas, or should we release Jesus? I'm so glad that the crowd said, release Barabbas. Praise the name of the Lord, because Barabbas couldn't do nothing for me had he died that day. I'm so glad, and I thank God that they led him up that hill, stretched him out wide, nailed nails through his hands, and nailed a spike through his feet. I'm so glad, and every now and then I thank God through prayer for sending his son Jesus to die in my stead. I thank God, praise God, that they lifted him up. Hallelujah. Lifted him up, because he had already said that if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men unto myself. And I'm so glad, because praise God, a little almost 71 years ago, that was a nappy head boy that was born into this world, and the Lord was going to have to save him. So I'm so glad that they lifted him up. But I didn't stop there. Every now and then, I thank God through prayer and say, Lord,
I thank you for allowing him to stay on that cross with the S-U-N. Refused to shine on the S-O-N. But my God, I thank you for allowing him, after he had given up the ghost, to put him in a grave, a borrowed one at that, where he stayed 3 days and 3 nights. But most importantly, I thank God that on the third day, I'm talking about early, one Sunday morning, he got up and declared, I got all power in my hand. Power to heal the sick, power to raise the dead. Somebody said, I've never seen a dead man get up. Well, I beg to differ. I was dead. I was born in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. And from that point, I was born dead. But thanks be to God, him getting up, he raised me up to newness of life. And now I can say without a shadow of a doubt that I'm on my way. I'm on my way to kingdom land. I don't have to worry what Trump does in the White House. I don't have to worry what the Senate does in the White House. I don't worry about what the Democrats do in the White House. The Republicans do. I don't care about the White House. I don't care about the outhouse. I care about my heavenly home, where I'm going to stay with Jesus. I'm so glad that he gave his life so that I... So that I... So that I can live. Paul interceded for that Colossian church. You and I ought to be interceding for somebody right now. It might be an unsaved brother. It might be an unsaved sister. It might be an unsaved mother. It may be an unsaved father. Praise God, it might be an unsaved friend. There is power in intercessory prayer. And if Jesus can intercede, and if Paul can intercede, what make us any better? Every time we get on our knees, we ought not to always be selfish in our prayer. Amen. There are other folk that we can pray for and that we ought to pray for. Amen. There might be somebody here today. I've been standing up here talking about a man by the name of Jesus. The choir have been singing about a man named Jesus. The musicians have been playing to lyrics about the man named Jesus. You may not know who this Jesus is. We're going to ask, praise God, that you would come. While the blood is running warm in your vein. That's a name that's above all names. And I know that at the name of Jesus,